of a paper published in Physics Letter B, written in collaboration with Fabio Finelli and Giovanni Venturi from Bologna University, describing a model of quintessence. It is well known that cosmological observation are actually indicating that the universe is currently undergoing a phase of acceleration, and the lambda CDM model is able to describe this acceleration in terms of a fine-tuned cosmological constant. This is why probably the theorists are trying to find dynamical alternatives to the mechanism proposed by lambda CDM. In particular, we want to focus today on a mechanism given by scalar tensor quintessence, which are described by, in general, by this Lagrangian. As you can see, quintessence field in this case has no minimal coupling with gravity, and so the parameters of the model can be partially constrained by solar system observations. Furthermore, these models have a richer phenomenology in the sense that can violate null energy condition, so give the possibility of a superaccelerated regime. Let me note that in this series, the meaning of the Newton constant, in fact, is not unique because of the fact that it depends, the Newton constant is defined in terms of a dynamical quantity, which is the quintessence field itself. So one needs actually to define an effective cosmological Newton constant and an effective Newton constant as measured by Cavendish experiments. The definition of the equation of states in this context is tricky as well. One can find a consistent definition of energy density and pressure density for quintessence dark energy, comparing the equation with those from Einstein gravity. In this way, one can even recover, at least formally, the standard equations for describing the cosmology in Einstein gravity, in general relativity. Okay, so in particular, we will focus on a particular class of scalar tensor quintessence models having a quadratic coupling with gravity. We require in some way to that our model, if we require that our model have a fixed point with a constant value of the quintessence field and a constant value of the Hubble parameter in order to obtain the Sitter-Hira. And if you furthermore ask to that this fixed point is stable against inhomogeneous perturbation, one can verify that in the class given by all this potential, actually, probably the potential which behaves well is the one with n equal to 4. This is in fact stable against perturbation. It has a de Sitter attractor in the future. It does not require any fine-tuned cosmological constant in order to make sense at the fixed point. And furthermore, the fixed point for the quintessence field is different from zero, which is quite important characteristics in scalar tensor quintessence models. So this is, in fact, the Lagrangian we are going to study. It has a long history because it was proposed in 1981 by Giovanni Venturi. As I told you, this model has a de Sitter attractor in the future and is stable. Furthermore, it contains two dimensionless parameters, and it contains a renormalizable, at least the flat space, potential. Okay, this model is corresponds to an interactive Branz-Dicke model. As I told you, is compatible with superacceleration. If we consider the dynamics of the homogeneous mode of quintessence evolving on a Robertson Walker background, we can say that the dynamics of a quintessence field is that of a scalar field in a potential which has in an effective potential which has one or two minima, depending on the side of the Ricci scalar. In particular, let me note that when fluids are negligible, the ratio between the kinetic energy of the field and its potential plays the essential role in having one or two minima. The set of independent equations which can be chosen to describe the dynamics are given by a modified Friedmann equation. Let me note that the right-hand side of this equation, in fact, is not positive definite, and this means that the phase space allowed for quintessence field has some boundary. And this is the Klein-Gordon-like equation for the dynamics of the scalar field, and these are the continuity equations. Okay, so the system have a de Sitter attractor, and if we imagine to be very close to this attractor today, we can estimate the order of magnitude of the field and of the parameter lambda, comparing this modified Friedmann equation with the standard Friedmann equation. So in particular, one sees that the expectation value for quintessence has to be of the order of the Planck mass, and lambda should be very, very small in order to adapt to the observation of the cosmological constant, which we know is very, very tiny. The dynamics of the system can be studied exactly when matter fluid is negligible. We plotted here the phase space of quintessence. So with the black line, here we have the family of the solution, with the constant value of the field, and which corresponds also to the de Sitter attractor of the dynamics. The green lines are the boundary of the phase space, so they do not represent any solution. Note that when the parameter gamma is sent to zero, this green line collapses to the black line, and one recovers exactly general relativity. The blue and the green line represent two different solutions. As you can see, these lines collapse toward the attractor, and there also may be an era where when the solutions are very close to the boundaries of the phase space. In this case, they can be well approximated by a scaling solution for the quintessence field and a scaling solution for the Hubble parameter. In this region, let me stress that the potential has a single minimum, and this is because the kinetic energy for quintessence field dominates over the energy coming from its potential. Okay, when matter dominates, one should approximate the equations of motion. One is finally led to this equation, which can be solved by these handsets. It is possible to verify numerically that, in fact, when matter dominates, quintessence field goes rapidly toward this kind of solution. Now, we are interested in cosmological consequences of our model, so we need to solve the full problem with matter and radiation involved. In order to do so, we need numerical solutions. Let me stress here that it's more convenient to solve the exact equations, redefining the dynamical variables in this way, so to eliminate lambda dependence from the equation of motion. Here, I defined also the beta factor, multiplying h squared in the Friedmann equation. This factor contains the information on the kinetic energy of quintessence field, and is very close to one when quintessence is very close to the attractor, and is very close to zero near the boundaries of the phase space. Okay, so what we did, in fact, is to fix initial condition for quintessence very deep in the radiation-dominated era. And then we evolve through various cosmological eras up to now. So, and finally, we choose only the trajectories which fit lambda CDM model today with great accuracy. Okay, this is a brief summary of the previously explained constraint coming from solar system observation. So scalar tensor quintessence models are constrained, can be constrained via solar system observation. In particular, there's a post-Newtonian parameter bound, which in our model simply reduces to this expression. So gamma has to be less than a maximum value gamma m. Then there are also constraints coming from the dependence of the Newton constant, of course, measured nowadays. The first thing one can notice studying the dynamics of our quintessence field is that it is quite insensitive to the initial condition. Here we plotted the beta function for two different, completely different initial condition. Yeah, in particular, with the dotted line, we have an initial value of beta very close to 1. And in the other case, we have beta very close to 0 at the beginning. The kinetic energy of quintessence has to be dissipated well before nucleosynthesis in order not to spoil the... it's not so, nucleosynthesis here, era is here, has to be because during a kinetic energy domination, the Hubble parameter scales in the wrong way. Okay, so what we actually realized is that for a gamma equal to gamma m and fixing the initial condition far in the radiation-dominated era, one actually recovers a good nucleosynthesis era, in fact, because one obtains a radiation domination which is very close to that from lambda CDM. Even releasing the constraints from solar system observation on gamma, one is finally led to a nucleosynthesis period which is compatible with observed abundances. Now, what we also did was to verify our dynamics with the supernova data. In particular, we used the gold set from Ries. In scalar tensor quintessence models, one has to modify the usual distance modulus redshift relation because the Chandrasekhar mass depends now on redshift. What we observed is that even for values of gamma less than 10 to the minus 3, in fact, one obtains a dynamics which is compatible with supernovae data. Okay, then let me talk about the luminosity distance of the last scattering surface. This luminosity distance, in fact, enters in the definition of the so-called shift parameters, which is related to the position of the first acoustic peak in CMB anisotropy's power spectrum. The shift parameters is nearly model independent, at least for these models of quintessence, and it is measured with a precision of 1%. We found that values of gamma less than 10 to the minus 2 are compatible with the observed shift parameter. Okay, so finally, let me stress that, in fact, we observed a violation of the null energy condition, which is, in fact, very small because it is of order of gamma. It is compatible with observations, of course, but maybe for gamma constrained by solar system observation, its value is too tiny to be observable in the future experiment. So let me draw the conclusion before talk to you very fast of very quickly of some work in progress. So the first model proposed for dark energy, in fact, works. It contains a quartic renormalizable self-interaction, and it's dynamic as a global attractor toward Einstein gravity plus a cosmological constant. Independently on the initial condition, the phenomenology of the model is very rich, and its parameters can be partially constrained by solar system experiments, but we have to note that cosmological data coming from the dynamics, even releasing the solar system constraint, are compatible with observations. Finally, we observed a possible violation of the null energy condition. What I just wanted to say is that we were trying to work on some modification of our potential in order to have to implement a dynamical mechanism to break the symmetry and to generate a unique fixed point for the model. For instance, one can try to consider this kind of modification in order to of the kind of Coleman-Weinberg modification. What we observed is that, in fact, no differences appeared in the dynamics, at least during radiation domination and matter domination. The difference becomes visible only when, this is quite interesting, only when the quintessence begins to dominate, as it can be seen by this plot, only from today on, probably the quantum effects coming from this potential could be, in fact, visible. In this plot, these effects are, in fact, amplified by an extreme choice of the parameters. Let me simply note that during this phase of stabilization around the minima, one can observe a constant equation of state for quintessence, which is, in fact, different from minus one in the future. Thank you.
Questions? So the origin of this model, why does the motivations of this model, the origin, why
this model?
Sorry, this model.
This model, okay.
This model.
Well, motivation, in fact, it's a very simple model. It has a scale invariant, so it has an interesting symmetry, and it was inspired by Brans-Dicke, But in fact, this has also a potential, self-interacting potential. And differently from Brand's decay models, in fact, this has an attractor toward the sitter, due to the fact that dynamically the potential turns to can have one or two minima depending on the regime of quintessence. This is quite interesting for us.
I see. Any other comment, question? So let's thank all the speakers again of this session.